Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Jim Blasingame, thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Michael Stollard. Mike is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out and also co-author of Connection Culture. And I need that website again, Mike.
ConnectionCulture.com, Jim.
Co-founder and president and CEO of E Pluribus Partners. Are these the only two? No, there's another one. There's another book. There's more than two, aren't there?
Oh, just those two.
Okay, I was thinking you had another one.
Those are the two primaries. Yeah, I'm working on another one.
All right, that's what it is. All right, so we're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of your smartphone. And I liked what you said earlier in the previous segment about, you know, that it creates an emotional response in us, and there are two kinds. One is short-lived, the reward, and then the contentment, which is longer-lasting. And we should be doing things that promote the contentment response more than the reward response, right?
Well, we need both. We get in trouble when we become addicted to that reward response because it crowds out time for contentment. And contentment is usually connected to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So
how would that manifest? How would finding ourselves in the crosshairs of both of those, how would we leave one behind, leave the reward? You know, how do we balance those, I guess I should say?
Well, we need to, I think we drift toward the, and this is true with me personally, I drift toward the tasks and, you know, addiction to the smartphone and getting things done and task list and always, you know, things that are focused on the future. But what the challenge is to make sure that we have someone who holds us accountable. In my case, it's Katie, my wife, who you know, Jim.
Right. Right.
You know, it's to really say, okay, Mike, you know, you need to put the cell phone away.
She's got the velvet hammer.
Yeah. Yes.
I've seen her velvet hammer.
You know, Katie, she has my best interest in mind, but she'll call me on it and say, okay, you know, the family joke is dad has a rich inner thought life. You know, I'm thinking about the future. You know, what am I going to do next?
Right. But
so I need to disconnect from that. And like during meals or family time, I need to be present and resist that temptation to always be thinking about the future, because that future oriented mindset produces dopamine. Where when you're in the present and you're connecting with people, it produces serotonin and oxytocin, is more physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
So it produces those here and now neurotransmitters that give us a sense of contentment. And it also just protects us from stress. And that's the big thing, Jim, is when we don't have those that sense of contentment and the here and now chemicals that come from being present and connecting in relationships, then we're very vulnerable to the stress response. We're less resilient to cope with stress. And as small business owners, we can't have that. We need to be able to cope with stress.
But, you
stress.
Know, Mike, I want to talk
the worst of us when we don't.
I want to talk for a minute about some mechanical things. Some of us picked up a phone first time, and it started beeping at us and vibrating and yelling and chirping and everything. And we just assumed that's the way it had to be. And it doesn't have to be that way. And from a mechanical standpoint, if you know, one of the reasons that I have a Galaxy phone with Android software rather than an iPhone is because I have more options of control over that phone. With the Galaxies, you have with the Droid systems, you have more control over the system. You can turn more things on and off, and make it the way you want it to be. And from a mechanical standpoint, just go in and turn off things. Turn off an alert for a news feed and take that part out of your life. And you'll find out after a while, once you don't get those things, you won't miss them. And you'll see that it's been taking your attention. It's the shiny object that takes your eye off the ball for the projects that you need to be working on.
Yeah, that's very good advice, because those are dopamine producing triggers is how they've been designed in. So, you know, they're trying to manipulate us to engage with the phone. So I think, you know, that's very wise advice. Turn off some of those, you know, sound notifications. You don't need those. And another thing, just when you're in, and I think of the three D's, you know, be present and focused on the present rather than the future. When you're in dialogue with someone, because that helps you connect more with them. When you're at dinner or meals with your family, friends, or colleagues or clients, when you're, you know, be present. And then finally, when you're driving, that's become such a big issue, because people engaging in with their smartphones while they're driving is causing a lot of accidents.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling it the 3D pledge. When you're in dialogue, dinner, or driving,
and that last one away. Is probably one of the hardest ones, especially the more time you spend in the car, isn't it?
Yeah, and yet it's so dangerous. I think I've seen research that says it's equivalent to driving while intoxicated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Engaging with their phone, because it takes our attention away from things that are developing outside the car.
Yep. So, absolutely. Hey, Mike, I need a website one more time, please.
Connectionculture.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
There are a lot of free resources that you can sign up for. Our newsletter. There are a lot of articles on our blog. And,
this article,
you can also sign
addicted
up.
To your smartphone, the to-do list or business. This article is on there, isn't it?
It is. It's under the blog section.
So check it out. Hey, Michael, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Great
See you
day.
Next time. Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.